The first international peacekeepers are poised to go into Afghanistan. 200 British Marines will go in first. They're expected in Kabul by Saturday. The bulk of the force will begin deploying at the end of this month. Britain's defense secretary told Parliament today that the total force would number about 3,000 and that Britain would contribute 1,500 of the soldiers. But there are still significant details to be settled, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports now from London.
Peacekeeping is always a risky and contested business, especially in a place as fractured as Afghanistan. Defense Minister Jeff Hoon said Britain would lead the peacekeeping contingent for no more than 3 months. The International Security and Assistance Force is to ensure that Hamid Karzai, the new prime minister, is able to run the country without the threat of violence. Hoon said the security troops will have robust rules of engagement, but their precise composition, role, and extent of territory to patrol is still undetermined. Despite such large unresolved issues, Hoon told the House of Commons that an advance party of Royal Marines would be in place Saturday when power is officially transferred to the interim Afghan administration.
In offering to be the lead nation for the ISAF and to deploy British troops to Afghanistan, we're aware that we've taken on significant responsibilities. The war there is being won. We must now secure the peace. The United Kingdom is proud to be able to play an important role in this. Mr. Speaker, I'm confident that we will.
While the security troops are not a UN force, their deployment was mandated under the UN-brokered agreement that created the new interim authority for Afghanistan, a vote in the Security Council that authorizes the peacekeepers under Chapter 7, which allows them to use force, could come tomorrow. Countries are haggling over how long the force should be deployed. The same question dogged Britain and aroused tension between Prime Minister Tony Blair and his military brass. Some of the defense establishment reportedly accused Blair of hunting for glory. And after their experience in the Balkans, British military planners are anxious to avoid mission creep in Afghanistan. The political opposition has also expressed misgivings about attempting to mount a peacekeeping operation concurrently with the U.S.-led military action. MPs wondered aloud why Britain was participating in a security force that the United States itself was not. Conservative MP Gregory Barker put this question to the defense minister.
As to the thinking of our American allies in respect of declining to put ground troops into the peacekeeping force, is it not simply the case that they were led to the inescapable truth that in a theater as complex and dangerous as Afghanistan, you can either be a peacemaker or a protagonist, but you can't be both?
The U.S. has made it clear it is more interested in prosecuting what remains of the war, but it will supply logistics, airlifts, and possibly a rapid reaction force to retrieve peacekeepers who may encounter trouble. That limited U.S. role has MPs such as Conservative Bernard Jenkins worried.
Is the Secretary of State absolutely confident that the U.S. is fully committed to supporting, sustaining, and if necessary, to protecting multinational forces in Afghanistan?
The former chief of Britain's defense staff warned this week that unless the Americans have troops on the ground, it will not focus their minds in quite the same way. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.